over the last piece of Rashi, the Piyud on Dalet, where Rashi mentions another pshat in the Gemara, which we enter into the pshat of Rabbi Gershon, as you can see. V'yiz li yaufel, li hod Rav Ashe, dichmires akantim yisures. In other words, according to Rashi's pshat, and all the Rishenim, so the Raya, that chmires akantim yisure is from the fact that the Mishnah, the Braise says, So the Gemara says that it's possible. But not Tomei. So there is a big nafkemine. If it's just possible, so it's possible. It cannot be used for mechatos for azoye, but it will not be mitame acher. Mashenkin, if it's Tomei, so then it can be mitame acher. So Rabbi Shimon Levi says matam vechashinu shemodem Tomei gilo itzo. Even though, all right, so we have a gab the other name darker legalis. So, but we can be tailored in order to hear and in shotting mitayer and not the tomei litame. So, as far as being tomei is concerned, we have a role and don't suspect faking because maybe it was a sheretz and assuming that it was an odom who uncovered the flask, so maybe another toyer uncovered it. So vis-a-vis tume, litame acherim, so we have a rov and we have a sex, okay. Vis-a-vis hechsher, ligami mechatos, we don't have a rov. So that's why it says psulo, if a chulde or a nochosh, like on the Ram Gamliel, has access to it. So we see that Ligabe Isa will lie and rov and then Sveksveke and Ligabe Sakone, we don't rely. So my Migurim is awesome. Right, this is Rashi. Now, then Rashi mentions another Pshat, which is the Pshat of Rabbi Gersh. V'yiz li alfe v'hod Rav Ashe, dichmire sakamte misure, midiktone yichelo chudo lishteis ipsulo, v'likotonet meyo. Now, when it says psulo, so chelchel is psulo, v'likotonet meyo. So when it says psulo and it doesn't say meyo, so it's a raye. So call it Rashi's pshat. It's all the raye is also from that because it says psulo not meyo. But the raye is why should it be cheshes litume? So that it should be mitame acherim and that the flesk itself should become tame. Not only that the mayim should be unfit for hazoy, but the easy alpha, that's how the girls of Shad is. Since it says psula and it doesn't say tmeyo, so we are not chesh, even though there is a possibility that an odom tomei uncovered it, so still we are not cheshish for it. But psula it is. Why is it psula? Because of the possibility maybe nochosh uncovered it. So how is it that we are cheshish, we anticipate the possibility lest the nochosh uncovered it, and we do not anticipate the possibility lest the notum tomei uncovered it? The answer is because if nochosh uncovered it, so then it has a bearing on safety and human safety. So, but if an odom tomei uncovered it, so it doesn't have any bearing on human safety, just on Isurim. So, chmiras akant misurim. That's the pshat of Rabbi Gersh. Now, look into Rabbi Gersh. V'yom Rabbi Shimelei, ma ta'am et nishidarkom shol shrotzi, v'yohet italinam bishrotzi, v'yohet italinam bodom tomei, v'yi ha italinam bodom tomei, havo et akante ba'ashot. So, the Rabbi Gersh points out the differences whether we anticipate that an odom tomei uncovered it or we anticipate that the sheretz uncovered it. What's the nafkemine? What's the practical nafkemine? In either case, So we disqualify the Mai Frazor. So what's the practical Nafkemine? So Teisvet, the Rashi mentions there is a practical Nafkemine. Because if we are Cheshish for Tume, so not only would we disqualify the Mayim for Azoye, it would be Mitame Achirim too, and the flesk itself would be Tome. But Abigail mentions another practical Nafkemine, because if we would disqualify the Mayim for Azoye on the basis of the possibility that the Nodum Tome uncovered it, then there would be an Eitze. Flashot. Because if the Mechatos becomes Tomei by virtue of the fact that an Odom Tomei came in contact with it, so there is a simple way of connecting it, of bringing it in contact with Mei Mikveh, so then it will become Doya. But if we disqualify it because of the possibility that the Isheretz uncovered it, so let's say Chulde or Nochosh, so then there is no Eitz of Hashem. So this is, I mean, that's not important. What practical Nafkemine? So he says, V'yochin talmud mishrotzim, 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 v'yochin talmud ישיקי והכך הקדיש על תרם כל משמע נכרה צליחס ממיון ביצוף על מים חיים ומיין עם תרם אבל איתלים במשחוצים לאילו המלס לתקומת אלו שמע מנו סקם תחמיר הביסור. So this is the pshat that Rashi mentions. Viz di alfa lohot ravashi lichmo sakam te misure vitoni vichiru lichul lishtetz psua vikotol et meyo tinichal litamu lmisle bishchotzi dishamino min meyle da asura mishim sakones nefoshis viafo gav du rabi yisar kuleu vloi mitamei vloi misle bodum tomei viafo gav du dar kenamu ligaleis just as there is a possibility that a nocho sham covered it, there is the same possibility that another tomei uncovered it. I mean, the possibility that an Odom Tomei uncovered it is as likely as the possibility that the Nochosh uncovered it. So he says Psulo. So in other words, why is it Psulo? So Gamliel says, because of the possibility that the Nochosh drank from it. So you see, if the Nochosh uncovered it, so then it becomes possible in Mechatos because of the drinking, not because of the uncovering. Let's say, suppose we knew that the Sheretz uncovered it, but the Sheretz did not drink from it. Then it wouldn't be possible in Mechatos. But if an Odom Tomei uncovered it, then without drinking, it becomes Tomei because of the contact with an Odom Tomei. So he says, ואף אגב גבי איסא כולו מטעם ומסלמים לו אותם ואף אגב דידר כנאמה לגלס משום ביאה בקטונת מיו לאבא שמינו מנאי איסא סקונס לפושס. So in other words, so that's the raya that Chmira Sakam to Misure. Because here, the Mishnah, the Braise, could have mentioned that the Meichatos in the Tzleichis are unfit for Azoye because of the possibility that the Nodom Tomei uncovered it. And it doesn't say that reason. It mentions that it's unfit for Azoye. Why? Because of the possibility a Nochosh uncovered it. And the Nochosh drank from it. Why does he mention that possibility? After all, the same Nechatos would be unfit on the basis of the possibility that the Nodom Tomei uncovered it. The answer is, he doesn't want to mention this possibility. And he mentions the possibility of Nochosh uncovered it because we are second to Misa. Now it's a very strange question. So Rashi asks, Vikashu Vikamari, Tu, Chodedo Rabbonu Chul Pikotone, Veloi Nochosh. In other words, so the Tanakame says that only if there is a possibility that a chuldo drank from it, a chuldo uncovered it. But if there is no possibility that a chuldo, uncovered it, let's say the place where there are no chuldos, so then it's not possible. Only Rav Gamliel says that even if there is no possibility that a chuldo, uncovered it, just that a Nochosh uncovered it, it's possible. All right, so as far as that Kashi is concerned, so the Rali is from Ramlamli. All right, that's not such a strong Kashi. And then he says, And if we are going to say that the Raya is from Rav Gamliel, but even from Rav Gamliel there is no Raya. Because Rav Gamliel gufe oy chuldo oy nochosh kotoni. V'yichilo chuldo lishteis v'loy nochosh. Ki gen shmenachas al dav goveya, kotan name psur. Kotan name psur. V'loy itmeyo. V'hovei boyo l'misne. Meyo, the maisa kanet fosi shike. The akilo bey, gabi is atomic. So, they know how to listen to the Mishim Shotzim, and they know how to listen. So, the Kashe of the Rashi, I mean, he formulated it in several ways, but it's really one Kashe. It's really one Kashe. I mean, how can we say that the reason as to why the Tanya of the Mishnah or the Tanya of the Braise mentions Psulo, because of the possibility of the Tzlechis being uncovered by the Nochosh? So that's and he doesn't say because of the possibility of another Tommy uncovering it. So it's a riot that we are Hinshishmo. We are more concerned with the possibility of Inochosh uncovering it than with the possibility of another Tommy uncovering it. Because Khmira Sakanta Misure, I mean, why doesn't the Tana say Psulo Utmeyo? Psulo Utmeyo. After all, money, true, we have to be chayishish for inochosh. But let us be chayishish for tamei also, and let us be mitamei achirim, and let the flask itself become tamei. Just because sakone is more chomot than iser, does that mean that we don't have to be chayishish for isurim just because we have to be very concerned and apprehensive about sakone? So does that give us a license not to be concerned with isurim? So you have to ask that kashe. Anyway, why does the Mishnah only mention psulo? The implication being that it's not mitame acherim. Let the price mention psulo and meyo. So we must give it teretz. So what's the teretz? Because as far as tume is concerned, we have isvek sveke, we have a rob. So that's the reason. Not because chmiras akam to misure. So how does the Gemara mention a raya from there that chmiras akam to misure? The Ma'aseh Kodesh is the first thing that Akilah began to say. Lo yipinochesh nami liste psulo, mishum shchotzim utmeyom shmona tomei, vashmin tavaye v'nechesh nami yisure, do'orei shemotzel misle bodem toye v'odem tomei, v'italinon bodem tomei l'chumre. El lav shmami no. So we could ask, how is it that in the reish, in the case of inicho migilo bomotzem l'chuso, u'yachin shish for tumo also, not only for psul. And it's mitame acherim, and the flesk itself is tame. Because of the possibility that another tome covered it. So how is it that in the Seife we are not chesheish for the possibility that another tome uncovered it? So there must be a reason. What's the reason? Because here we have a svek svek, here we have a rov. But not because Khmira Sakanta Misure has nothing to do with this. Now, so the pshat from the Gershon is very strange. I mean, it doesn't even make sense on the surface. Now, Teisa says that Rav Ashi is citing here a price, not a Mishnah, even though the same thing is mentioned in the Mishnah also, but there is a certain variance. Because in the Mishnah, so the Reisha also has the expression psulam, whereas the Braise, in the Braise, the Reisha has the expression tmeyo, not psulam. Right, now let's see the Loshna Mishnah. But except for this variance is the same thing. I mean, the price, the text of the price, and the text of the Mishnah is the same thing. Now let's see the Loshna Mishnah in Parak Perek Dal. Perek Aleph of Paul Mishnah. Tzloichis sheinicho migulo ubo umotzo mechuso psul. Hinicho mechuso ubo umotzo migulo im yechelo So here it's the psula, not meyo. But in the text here in our Gemara, it's meyo. So that's the raya of Teisa, that the Gemara Vashi is citing not the, the text of the Mishneh, but the text of the price. All right. Bohu matzo mikulo, im yechilo achuldo lishni simeno, oi nocho shol direm gamliel, oi shiyora bo talba lailo psula. All right. So except for this variance, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Now, the... Now there is another mission. Another mission. Periktet. This is Periktet Aleph Mishnah Aleph. Then there is another mission. In Periktet Mishnah Gimel. Shosa mehen behemo chayo psul. So he from the mechatos, a behemo chayo drank from it. So it's possible. Kol oif is psul. Chutz mit nayenom nishem mitzetes. So in other words, so behemo chayo when they drink, they spit out again. Oif is also when they drink, so they spit out again. So mele it becomes possible. Either because it's nasis b'melocha, or because since it is drawn out by the mouth of the behemoth, or the chayor, or the off, and then it is spread out again. So memele, it's not maim chayim. So what is? So the same droplets of water that the behemoth, the chayor, the off. Drank, and then even though it was spread out again, the same identical drops, so it's not my chaim anymore. So not my chaim, that's all because it's murev with reik, whatever the pshat of the psula is. I mean, there are three different pshatim as to why it's psula. One pshat is because it's nasis b'meloch, if let's say behemoth chayor enough drinks, and then it spits it out again, so it's nasis b'meloch. One pshat is because it's not my mechaim anymore. Once it is drawn away from the tzleichis and then brought back into it, so it's not my mechaim. It's not my mechaim. Because when is it my mechaim? If the water is drawn into the kele directly from the maya. But here, some drops of water were drawn out from the kele. And then place therein again, so it's not my mechayim. Or because when it's spread out again, so then it's commingled with some reik, with some spittle of the behemah chayodo. So the mele it's possible. Whatever. So three different pshat. So the Mishneh Periktes in Poro Mishneh Gimel says shosam en behemah chayop psul kol ha'ivis psulim chutz min ayeno mipnei shei mitzetes. So it doesn't spit out again. Ayeno. Kol ashrotzim enom peisli. Chutz nachul. Just a weasel. Mipnei shehi malekis. So the washing is malekis. Malekis means with its tongue. It licks. And then it throws some droplets of the water from the tongue into the kele again. That's malekis. Rab Gamliel eimeir afanochosh. Mipnei shehi makio. So in respect to Nochosh it says Makir. Now in respect to Chuldo it says Malekis. Malekis means licking with the tongue. And Makir means spitting out. Now, so according to the Pshat of the Rash and the Rosh, so it means the same thing. Malekes and Makio means the same thing. The Malekes, true, Malekes means licks, and Makio means spits out. But in final analysis, it's the same thing. In connection with the Chuldo, so it throws the drops of water back into the Sleichis by licking of the tongue, and in connection with Nochosh, by spitting out, not with the tongue, but it's the same thing. In other words, it takes it out from the Sleichis and then it throws it back into the Sleichis. That's the pshat of the of the Rash and the Rosh in Po. Now, the Mishnah Chayne, here on Perik Tes, Mishnah Gimel, so he asks a kash. He says, Afei Nochosh, Mipnei Shehu Makiyo, so that's the reason as to why. It cannot be used for Mechatos, for Azoye, but why do we have to resort to the Tav of Mipnei Shehu Makiyo? There is a Mishnah in Truma, Perik Ches, that if, let's say, Yayin Shel Truma, if Yayin Shel Truma was left exposed to the possibility of Nechoshim handling it, so then it's also, that's what the Mishnah says in Perik Ches of Truma, so then it's also not only for drinking, even for Ziluv, for sprinkling. Why? So the Rash Selo says, why is it also even for Ziluv? The answer is, if Nochosh handled it, so then it injected its venom, its poison. So not only if you drink, it will endanger the life of the one who drinks. Even if somebody will use that mayim that would become contaminated with the venom, the poison of the Nochosh, for sprinkling it on his food, so it will also endanger his life. Because by sprinkling that yayin on the foot of a person, it will endanger his life. That's what the Rash Selo says. And Perik Ches of Truma is Mishnah Dalet. Yayin shel Truma shen izgala. Yishofich. So why? Because of Sakone. And so what's the Chiddush? Vein tzorch lima shel chum. Why is in tzorch lima shel chum? Because by chum there is no shaile that yishofich. After all, there is Sakone, and there is no iser of hefset by chum. But by Truma, there is a halacha that there is an Issa D'Raisa to be Mafsi Truma. So without the Tam of Sakone, so it would be also to spill out Yain Shal Truma. Because it's Hefzet. Mishmeres Trameisa. You're not allowed to be Mafsi Truma in Kochi. But since there is an element of Sakone here, by not spilling out, so sometimes a certain person might decide to use it. So because of that, there is no Yisair of Mafsi. So it's not because of Pikach Nefesh. We don't have to resort to Pikach Nefesh. If it had been based upon Pikach Nefesh, so then we should lock it up. So, and to make sure that nobody will touch it. I mean, so Pikach Nefesh is only means if there is no other way. The answer is, since it cannot be left exposed because of the possibility of a Sakone, of a person, of a human being endangering his life, so mainly it's not considered ibud. Because when does it involve an iser of hefset if it has no purpose? But if it has a purpose, if the spilling has a purpose, then it's not hefset. So this is what the Mishnah says: Yain shel truma shen izgalo yishofich vein tzorch lima shel chum, because there is no iser of hefset. So the Rambam Batinora says, "Vein kam shini b'truma mipnei she'osam l'shteisei shemo shosam mimenu nochosh." Shemo she'isei mimenu nochosh. So the Rash Selo says, "Yishofich mishim sakone v'afilu liziluf lo yichoze v'nichnas o'erez beraglai," because the venom, the poison, can penetrate into the raglayim of the person upon which the yayin is sprinkled. Now the Rambam in Truma Perik Ches פרק חס משנה ד' מש אוס חוש סי אסכות משלי שמשקי כשניקולים מפני שסכון הסטפושס גזירו שמשוסם הם נוחו של אפו איזלוסם מבאלו הארס לפויזנס אינסקטס ויסטקין השי סייסם ויומוס לפי שאילו החיוס like in Ochosh, Makis Shomo Eres. So he uses the Loshin Makis in respect to the spitting out of the poison. I mean, I'm just mentioning that to point out that the Loshin Makis can be used not only in connection with spitting out of water or reik, but even in connection with the spitting out of the poison. So the Rambam uses the Loshin with Isheiva Achayis Makis Shomo Eres. Now, so the Mishnah Achreine in Poro as the Kashe, why does the Mishnah say here, Afanochosh Mipnei Shehi Makio? And of course, the Mishnah Achreine assumed that the Pshati Makio means because it spits out the water that it drinks. So that's why it should not be used for Azoye. It should not be used for Azoye because of Sakone. Because the Rashi law says that even when it's not used for drinking, even if it's used for ziluf, for sprinkling, so it might endanger the life of the person upon whose goof it is sprinkled. So why does the Mishnah say afa nochosh mipnei shehi makio? Because the nochosh is likely to spit out the water. So then it'll become possible for azoya because it's miulef with reik, or because it's not mein chayim, or because it's nasim melocho. Without recourse to that, he should not use it because it might endanger the life upon whom the hazoya is made. So the Mishnah Chene says that the Mishnah says mipnei shehi makio in order to advise us that even if he wants to use the meichatos only for hazoya al gabi kelim, and he doesn't want to use the mechatos for azoya al gabi odom. Now, what is mechatos used to be mazeh on the third day and the seventh day? Upon a person who became tomei lemes, or upon a kele that became tomei lemes. So the Mishnah uses the loshim of neshi makio in connection with the case where he wants to use the mechatos exclusively for azoya kele, not azoya odom. But if he wants to use it for Azoya Sodo, so then it's osel to do it for a different reason, because it's a koni. Chmira sakante miyisur. But then, so we don't have to resort to makio. Now, this is what the Mishnah Achreine says. Now, the Rambam in Poro, he doesn't explain, doesn't say anything in regard to what Rambam Gamliel says, afanochosh mipnei shehi makio. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't explain. Now, the question arises, the Tanekame says, the chutz v'nachud in pnei shehi malekis. So it's only possible because a chuto is malekis. But if nochosh has excess, then it's not possible. Then Rav Gamliel says, Inochosholt. Because even though Inochosh doesn't lick with the tongue, but the Lochosh spits out. So what difference does it make? How the mind, the drops of water that are taken in by an insect are thrown back into the slichis? Whether they are thrown back into the slichis with the tongue of the sheret, or it is thrown back by the mouth directly. What difference does it make? So why does Anekame say only if the chuldo has excess? Only if the chuldo has excess. But if the chuldo doesn't have excess to the slaves, only nochosh, then it's not possible. But after all, Ram Gamliel says, even if nochosh has excess, because nochosh speeds back. So that's the mitzvah. So while the Tanakhama hold, a nochosh doesn't speed back. So what is it? Machlekes in the nature of a nochosh, it's not mistaken. So there are some of the Nisikilim of the Naya, so they say, I don't have it, I just have it.
The Chuldo is extra. Because the Chuldo is more motu that the Chuldo should spit back. Lick back, I mean. So, by licking, so it spits back. Vashayikin, if he no choshes excess, and the Chuldo doesn't have excess, that's not so motu. So then Rav Gamliel is chenchenish, even for the spitting back by the nochosh. It's possible that the Rambam explains Meishu Makio, not in the sense of spitting back the water, but Makio because it spits out the eres, the poison. And we see that the Rambam in Perek Ches Hilchos Trumot uses the word Makio in regard to poison, because Makio means spitting out. So the poison is also spit out by the Nochosh. So we see that the Rambam uses the word Makio in regard to the poison that a Nochosh injects into, let's say, water or whatever it handles. So in Chaname, since the Tanakhame says the only sherets that can pass on the mechatos is chudo, because chudo is malekes. That means no choshnat. So Rav Gamliel is not chelik hamitzias, but Rav Gamliel says even if he nochosh drank from the mayim, so or if he nochosh had excess. If you know Hosh had access to the Mani, so we may, if you know Hosh had access to the Mechatos, so then it also becomes possible. Why? Because the Nochosh, when the Nochosh handles something in Mashke, then it ejects its venom, its poison, with Neisha Makio. So then you ask, so why does it become possible? All right, it's also to use it. And not only for a different reason, because of Sakone, but it's not Ipsu. You see, if let's say a Chuldo handles the Mechatos, so then it spits in. And the drops of water commingle to its rake or for whatever other reason. So maybe it becomes possible. But if Inochosh doesn't spit back the water, but only it spits out, it injects its venom. That doesn't pass on the mechatos. It shouldn't be used on Azor HaSodom because of Sakone, but possibly it isn't. And here it says, Avanochesh Meshimakio, so it means it's possible. Not that it should not be used because of Sakone. And if it is because of Sakone, so then no, it shouldn't be used Ligabi Azoe Sodom, but Azoe Kelim, so who is worried about Sakone for Kelim? And here it's mentioned Afanochosh and Pleishu Makio. Now, the Meiri and Chum, I forgot to bring it in here. The Meiri, oh yeah, Meiri and Chum. Tzlechi sheyesh bo mechatos, sheyinicho migulo, umotzo kmo sheyinicho psulut. Not as the Gemara says, according to our Gersi. Now, in our Gersi, in our text, so the Gemara has another Roshi. Inan, time with inicho migulo, ubo umotzo mechusu, mechusu ubo umotzo migulo, ho motzo kmo sheyinicho, let's say he left the tzlechis of mechatos uncovered, and then he found it uncovered. Then the Gemara is saying in our text, the Miri says we shouldn't be gerus that. That's the reason as to why the Iname is put in parentheses, because they are Rishani who are not gerus. So, but according to Rashi's gerus, So if he left the tzlichis of mechatos uncovered, then he found it uncovered, then it can be used for azoyim. It can be used for azoyim. Now, because there is no psul, there is no psul. So the Miri says, Sloichi sheyesh ba mechatos, sheinicho migula umotzot mo, sheinicho psulo. Hoyu vilu shomro nipsulo behes chadas. Now why should it be possible? He left it uncovered and he found it uncovered. So there is no reyes, you see. If, let's say, he left it covered, hinicho mechuso bo umotzot migulo, so there is a reyes. Somebody must have uncovered it. It didn't become uncovered by itself. The question is, who uncovered it? An Odom or a Sheretz? So if an Odom, so it could be an Odom Toyer and it could be an Odom Tomei. If a Sheretz or a Sheretz. So Mimele, so then it's possible. But suppose it's an Icho Migulo or Motso Migulo, there is no Reyese. So Mehechatese, should we be, why should we anticipate the possibility, I mean, that a chuldo uncovered it? True, there is such a possibility, but that's a remote possibility. If there is no reyese, why should we be reyesh that a chuldo uncovered it and drank from it? Oh, the gabi sakone, so ya reyesh for a remote possibility of sakone too. But the gabi surin, so we rely on chazoke after all, that was never contaminated by a chuldo when he left it uncovered. He had cheskas uncontaminated by a chuldo. So why should it be cheshish without a reyese? So in the case of inicha mechuso bo motzo migulo, there is a reyese. Because we see something happened to it. But inicha migulo, motzo migulo, no reyese. We don't have to conjure up choshes. In regard to sakone, yes. So inicha name. So inicha migulo, motzo migulo, so then it's not psulo, it's ksheiro. But if somebody wants to use it for Azoy al Gabi Odom, we will not let him use it for Azoy al Gabi Odom because of the remote possibility of Sakono. So Inochosh might have handled it. But so that's not because of Ipsul, because of Sakone. But if somebody wants to use it for Azoy al Gabi Kalin, where there is no Sakone, so then it's alright. But the Miri says no. The Miri has a different guess. The Miri says, he's not Geres. Hinicho migulo ubo umotzo migulo. So it's kosher. So he says, the Miri says, hinicho tzlichi sheyesh bo mechatos, shehinicho migulo umotzo kmo shehinicho psulo. Hoyu vilo yishomron, nipsilu behesach hadas. Hoyu vilo yishomron, nipsilu behesach hadas. That in view of the fact that he didn't guard it, so memele, it's possible behesach hadas. It's possible behesach hadas. Va'af al pishe b'ksas svorim kosov kam b'seif ha-shmue, ta'im ben inicho migulo u'motso mechuso, o mechuso u'motso migulo, ho inicho migulo u'motso migulo, lo itum ikel tzeles ike. Kelei ma'avilu in yasakone, kol sofik vay migul ma'asurim, al mesakam techmir b'sure, ein zu girse ma'chveres, shezu af l'michatos p'slo, mishim behesach hadas. So he says, that girse of Rashi is not a correct girse. And he says that if inicho migulo u motzo migulo, so it's possible. Why is it possible? Why is it possible? Because, so it's possible according to everybody. According to everybody. Why? Because since he left it uncovered, so he left it exposed to the possibility of all the shrotzim coming into it, so we may lay, or not only Shrotzim, as far as Shrotzim is concerned, so only a chulde can puzzle the mechatos. But if he left it uncovered, so then every off and every chayo, every behemo can drink from it. So we may lay, it's possible. So it's not because of the possibility, if he left it uncovered, maybe a behemo, a chayo, an off, drank from it, and then it spread out again. So then he should say, because of that. No, he says, because of Hesach Hadas. So in other words, because there is a halacha that Hesach Hadas passes Mechatos. The Torah says in connection with the Chatos, we mishmeres le minido chatosi. Mishmeres, because it's God. And if it's not guarded, in other words, if the Mei Chatos was left in such a condition, in such a state, that it could have become possible, even though it didn't become possible. So that in itself puzzles it. Because it wasn't guarded. There is a Hesachadas puzzles Mei Chatos. So it's not mishmeres. Now, so Mimele, and now we can understand Rabbi Gershon's pshat. Rabbi Gershon's pshat. Rabbi Gershon's pshat is now that, so the pshat in Rabbi Gamliel is, the pshat in Rabbi Gamliel is, I mean Rabbi Gershon, oi nochosh li divre Rabbi Gamliel, oi nochosh li divre Rabbi Gamliel, so it is, oi nochosh is, so in other words, it's mach. Not maki in the sense it spits out the water, but maki the eres, as the Rambam uses that lotion in Pirkei of Truma, maki or eres. So mele, usually mechatos is used not for hazoye of kelim, it's used for hazoye of odom too. It's used for hazoye of odom too. So mele, since the mechatos is destined to be used for Azoya Vodom, and if Inochos handled it and sped out and ejected its venom into it, so then we're not allowed to use it for Azoya Sodom. Not because of any psul of Mechatos, but because of Sakone, but Sakone is also Nisya. That's also Nisya. Chmira Sakante Misure. So the Mele, that means that if a person left, now here we're not discussing hinicha migulo or motza migulo, but hinicha muchuso ubo motza migulo. Im yichelo chulbo mishnisimenu oy nochosh li divrei Rabbi Gamliel. So even if the nochosh had access, and the nochosh is in the position of uncovering its leichis, so then it's psula. So it's not. So this Yesh Mefarshim, Rabbi Gershon, they don't explain it. So it's psula, maybe the Nochosh drank from it and the Nochosh spread out into it. So the reek of the Nochosh is commingled with the water of the Mechatos, so maybe it's possible. No, if a Nochosh has access to it. So Mimele, that means that the person who left it covered, but he left it covered in such a state that it could be uncovered by a nochosh, that means that it wasn't guarded properly. Why wasn't it guarded properly? So on the contrary, you see, not as the Mishnah Chene says. The Mishnah Chene says that here, Rabbi Gamliel has reference to a Mitzleichis Mechatos that is set aside exclusively for Azoya Skeli, and not to be used for Azoya Sodom. No. The Yesh Mefarshim in Rashi hold that with the Rabbi Gamliel's reference to a tzleichis of Mechatos that is destined to be used on Azoyas Kelim and Azoyas Adam. So Mele, he is mechuyev to guard it against the possibility of a Nochosh handling it. Because if a Nochosh will handle it, then there will be a Sakone. So since it will be a Sakone, we're not allowed to let Hazoye and Nodom. Because of this Sakone. So that means that he is mechuyev to guard it against the possibility of a Nochosh handling it. So and then he found that Migule. So there is a possibility that a Nochosh handled it. And if a Nochosh handled it, then we cannot let it be used for Azoye Sodom. So mainly that means that there was Hesach Hadas. What does Hesach Hadas mean? Hesach Hadas means that if it wasn't guarded sufficiently. Now, if then, let's say, so if it's in a place, where there are no nochosh mitzuyim, and hinichom, and if it's in nicho mechuse, ubo motza migule, and the chuldo has no access to it, so then there is no Hesach Hadas. But if it's in a place where nochoshim are mitzuyim, even though a chuldo is unable to have access, so then according to Rambam Gamliel, It is possible. Why is it possible? Not because Enochos spits out the water, so maybe it become possible because it will be commingled. Just as according to the Nekame, Enochos is not Maki. So according to Ramil, it's not Maki the water either. But Enochos can spit out the venom. So maybe it will be Osea to use it another because of Sakoni. But since we are not allowed to let it be used, Anazoy Sodom, so that means that it wasn't sufficiently guarded. If it wasn't sufficiently guarded, so mainly it's possible Machmasas Hadas. This is how the Yesh Mefarshim explained it. V'yiz di alfe lehod rabashe ichmir es akamte mi yisure v'diktoni michilo chuldo mishtes psul v'yikotonit meil v'michal litane le misle bishvotzi v'shamino mimele di asuro misham sakonis nefoshes v'yapo gav di gabi yisya kulei doi mitame. So the answer is so in other words, so this is the Raya of the Gemara. Now, the Tane of the Mishnah of the Price so says that according to Ram Gamliel, if he left it, and then we go what's on the Gulo, if Enochos had access to it, so then it is possible. It is possible. Why is it possible? Because of Esach Hadas. And why is it possible because of Esach Hadas? Because of the possibility, because he exposed it to the possibility of Enochos injecting its venom into it. And then it couldn't be used for Azoyes. Why doesn't he say Meyo? So why doesn't he say that it's done because of the possibility of another Tomei uncovering it? So Mele, even if he didn't uncover it, but since another Tomei was in a position to uncover it and to contaminate it, so Mele it should be possible Machmas Esach Hadas. The Tana doesn't say that. Because as far as the possibility of an Tommy uncovering it, that's a Choshek Echeike. And no one is supposed to be Cheshish for Choshek Echeike in Yisurim. But in respect to Sakone, we have to be Cheshish for Choshek Echeike. So since we have to be Cheshish in respect to Sakone for Choshek Echeike, so mainly it's considered as a Hadas, Ligami Mechabos. Why? Because Chmira Sakamte Misure. Because if it wouldn't be Chmira Sakamte Misure, so we wouldn't have to be Cheshish for Sakone, for Shoshan Cheike. So Mimele it wouldn't be possible. Machmas Esach Hadas. When is there Esach Hadas? Esach Hadas. When is there a Psuah of Esach Hadas? If it wasn't guarded sufficiently. In other words, if the person guarded it sufficiently, but he didn't protect it against the remote possibility. If Al-Pedini is not Mechuyev to be Cheshish for a remote possibility, so Memele that means that he gathered it sufficiently. But if Al-Pedin he is Mechuyev to be Cheshish for Rechshosh HaRecheike of Sakone, so that means that he did not guard it sufficiently. If he didn't guard it sufficiently, so Memele it involves Ipsu of Esach Hadas v'Teras Vadai, not because of Rechshosh HaRecheike. On account of the fact that there is a Chiyuv to be Cheshish for Rechshosh HaRecheike of Sakone, so Memele he was Mechuyev to be Cheshish, that it shouldn't be accessible to Enochos injecting its venom, and then it will endanger the life of the person upon whom this Mayim will be Nizeh. So that means that he didn't guard it sufficiently. If he didn't guard it sufficiently, so even though Klapish Mayim is Galia that Enochos didn't touch it, it's still possible. Because the person didn't guard sufficiently. So it's possible Machmas Esach Hadas. But if we would have to be Cheshish the same way regarding Yisurim, then even without the possibility of the Nochosh injecting its venom, just because of the Chshosh HaRecheike that the Nodom Tomei uncovered it. So for that alone, it should involve the Psul of Esach Hadas. The answer is no. When does it involve the Psul of Esach Hadas if the person did not guard it the way is Mechuyev Al-Pidin to guard? So we see that Ram Gamliel puzzles at Mishum Esach Hadas. Not that Ram Gamliel is Cheshish for Chshosh HaRecheike in respect to Mechatos. Mechatos, that's like all other Yisuritei. So we don't have to be so apprehensive Maybe the Nochosh drank from it, maybe the Nochosh spit out, and so on. We don't have to be so apprehensive in respect to Mechatos. We can take it for granted that the Nochosh did not drink. But since Ligabe Sakone, we have to be Cheshish, we have to be over apprehensive. So before Shoshan Cheike, and since there is a Shoshan Cheike, that the Nochosh touched it, that means that he didn't guard it sufficiently. So the Meir says he didn't guard it sufficiently, the way he is mechuyev al kedim to guard it, so the Meir it involves a psul of Esach Hadas. Now, so what? That's the shita from Gamliel. But what's the shita of the Rabbanon? The Shemim say that the Rabbanon achilet from Gamliel. So the shita of the Rabbanon is, when does it involve the psul of Esach Hadas? If he didn't guard it, if he didn't exercise the degree of care of Shmire that is required in connection with the Hechsher of Mechatos. But here, he didn't guard it sufficiently, not because of the Hechsher of Mechatos. He didn't guard it sufficiently because of Sakone. So then it doesn't involve the Psul of Eschadas, according to the Rabbanon from Gamliel. According to Rabbanon from Gamliel, when does it involve the Psul of Eschadas if the person left it in such a condition, in such a state, that there was a sofika shock, maybe it would become contaminated from Mechatos. But if he left it in such a state that there was no sofika shock, maybe it will become possible for Mechatos. But there is a choshe, he left it in such a state that from the point of view of choshe mecheike, it might become possible. So then, since we are not mechuyev to be cheshish choshes mechaikes, so memela that means that he guarded it sufficiently. So what Ram Gamliel says, since he is mechuyev to guard it against choshes mechaikes, so that the person upon whom the mechatos will be nize, his life will not be endangered, and he didn't guard it to that extent, so that means that he didn't exercise the degree of shmira that is required. In other words, according to Ram Gamliel, in order that it should be role mechatos and it should be mishmeres, so he has to guard it so that it al bedin it could be used without any yisurim. And as we said, but if he did not exercise that degree of care that it should be muter to use it for azoye. So b'meila that means that it's not mishmeres. That's only Rav Gamliel. But the Rabbanon don't say that. So this is what he says. The nichal l'utano l'misle b'shchotzim nishamino b'meila da'asura mishim sakonis nefoshes v'avol gab l'isure kolim v'mitayim l'misle m'dotane v'avol gab v'darakin amaligalis. Because that is Echshosh Rechayike. So the fact that it was, he exposed it to that possibility does not constitute a diminution in the Shmir. But the fact that he exposed it to the possibility of Sakone constitutes a diminution in the Shmir. A diminution in the Shmir. So it's not Mishmir. So that's a raya that Shmir has accounted this. All right. Now the cases. Hosom hilchesek mirlo misei. Teima, di mashma hoche, di hode mitar in sofik tume bioshus rabin, misei te kamrino. Vikosh, di perik beis nizir in nan, oma loy meachot roi yisi echot mikem shen nikmo. So they are the Gemara discusses a case where one person says, Ruben says, To Shimon and Levi, that I saw the only Zir. Shimon and Levi were both Nizirim. And Reuben said to them, I saw that his sheretz touched one of you. I don't know whom he touched. So one of the two Nizirim, either Shimon or Levi, is mechuyev to bring the korban to me. The other one not. The other one, he comes tar. When he finishes the count of 30 days, so he has to bring a korban tar. So shnei emivim korban tumah v'korban tareh. So Shimon has to bring a Kom to me, and the Komtare, and Levi has to bring his Kom to me Komtare. Upolo Bigmore, now it's a Sophic. Vis-a-vis each one, it's a Sophic, whether it became Tommy or not. Upolo Bigmore, the Hanne Beis Nizir, we have the Koi Gabai, Harit Lot. So, you have Shimon and Levi, the Tunisirim, and Ruben, the Observer. So together it's three. So what is the criterion of why we determine as whether the Shusarab is Yuchim, whether it's three or two? So Haritlotev Havli Sophic Tume Bishusarabi was Vikitoya, Vloyal Hem Lohovic Laukom Tume Tar Tume, Elukom Tar. So each one should bring as he completes the minion of 30 days, let Shimon and Levi bring a Kom Tar. Umshane Veime Roisi Tubo Shenizri Kobenech. In other words, Reuven was not standing with them, but he was standing far away, and he saw Shimon and Levi standing at a distance, and he saw that a sheretz touched one of them. So he wasn't in that area. He saw from far. So Memele, so that means only two people were in that place where the Sophic developed. So Memele, so it's not Sophic Tumishusarab. Umshame Beime Roisi Tuma Shenizriko Benech. So that's the territory of the Gemara. So that's why the Mishnah says that Shimon has to bring a Kom Tum and a Kom Tare, and Levi has to bring a Kom Tum and Kom Tare. So, but the question is, what kind of eternity? So now the question arises, since there were only two in that place, so it's a Sophic Tume, which is a Yochid, Sophic Tume, which is a Yochid, is Veki Tome. So let each one bring a Kom Tume. And no Kom Tare. Vakate my tibes the hash the havali sofik tumi bishnayochi the havali vadai tomi kid mucha bishnide gabi mikashnide du tsachose adi koma rabshim and bishnayochi tailing upor chashas vim say the kamrinale a my tailing vim king tavayel is a kom tumi veloi kom tare kumoi mikore the salkanai to the havali shisrabi the pole do is a kom tare. So what kind of it is? Elo vadai heine time do my is a kom tumi greide. So in other words, so the reason is why, in case it is Sophic Tumah which is Ayochid, so each one has to bring the Kom Tumah and the Kom Tare. And we do not say each one brings the Kom Tumah on the basis of the of Sophic Tumah which is Ayochid, because we learn out from Seite only in the case where there is a Sophic, where someone became Tomei or someone did not become Tomei, like say, so, if the Baal was Mikameh her, and she was Nistero, so the Sophic is whether she was Nitmi or she was not Nitmi. So it's possible that she was Nitmi, and it's possible she was not Nitmi. So then we say, Asuro Kibada. Even if Klaf Ishmael is Galio, that she did not become Tomei, she did not commit adultery, so, I'll be dinged as all the bio until the Sophic is resolved. Mashain came here in this case. So, if we are to apply the halacha of Sophic Tumah Mishnah Yochid, Tzveiki Tomei, so that means we have to apply it vis-a-vis Shimon, we have to apply it vis-a-vis Levi. Now, that certainly will not be true. That will certainly be contrary to the facts, because it's a bo kayim that only one of them became Tomei. Because he saw that the sheretz touched only one of them, not both. The question is, who became Tomei? Whether Shimon or Levi? So mainly we cannot apply the aloche of Sophic Tumah Mishnah Yochid Tzveiki Tomei Mitiras Vadai. That is only if there is a possibility that it will not be contrary to the facts. Let's say Gabi said, so if we say she's a soul by law, it's possibly it's true that she committed adultery. But here, if we cannot toss a coin and say, only we got a Shimon, so he'll be Tomei Vadai, and maybe not, because my choses. So we have to be with Tomei Mitiras Vadai both. Then we'll be deceiving ourselves, because then it will certainly not be true, because then we'll know that one of them is not Tomei. So Mimele, in such a case where we know that we'll be deceiving ourselves, contrary to the fact, we don't say Sophic Tumah Mishnah Yochid Tzveiki Tomei. Oh, so then, so that's why the Gemara answers, "Beimei And he was standing at a distance. So both have to bring the Kom Tumah and the Kom Tareh, and we don't say, so the Kom Tumah is brought with the Rasopik, not the Teras Vadai, and we don't apply the Aloha of Kom Tumah.